This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 38th National Games in a dazzling ceremony at Dehradun in Uttarakhand yesterday. The opening ceremony showcased a unique blend of Uttarakhand's folk culture and modern technology. Several dignitaries, including union ministers, Indian Olympic Association officials, and national players, attended the ceremony. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi termed the mega event a great platform to showcase spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. The Prime Minister highlighted that India is making a strong push to host the 2036 Olympics. The National Games are being held in 11 cities of 8 districts of Uttarakhand till 14th of next month. A total of 47 events of 35 sports disciplines will be organized during the event. Ahead of the budget session of the Parliament, the government has called an all-party meeting on Thursday. The budget session of Parliament will begin on Friday. On Saturday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2025-26 in the Parliament. Delhi Police has made elaborate traffic arrangements in view of the Beating the Retreat ceremony to be held today at Vijay Chowk in the national capital. As per the traffic advisory, Vijay Chowk will remain closed for general traffic from 2 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. today. No traffic will be allowed on Raisana Road from Krishi Bhavan roundabout and Sunheri Masjid roundabout towards Vijay Chowk. Similar restrictions are also applied to the Sunheri Masjid roundabout and Krishi Bhavan roundabout of the Rafi Marg. As per the advisory, traffic will be restricted on Kartavya Path between Vijay Chowk and C Hexagon. The commuters are advised to take alternate routes like Ring Road, Ridge Road, Aurobindo Marg, Madarsa T Point, Rani Jhansi Road and Minto Road. In Sikkim, Soreang District has started producing organic fish, which by becoming the country's first organic fisheries cluster. Union Animal Husbandry and Fisheries Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh launched this initiative recently. Organic fisheries cluster focuses on ecologically healthy fish farming system, avoiding the use of harmful chemicals, antibiotics and pesticides. Talking to Akashvani correspondent, District Collector of Soreang, Dheeraj Subedi said that one village of the district has been adopted for organic fishing initially on pilot basis. He said that this initiative would help to boost the income of the farmers and also to provide chemical and pesticide-free organic fish. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, is preparing for the launch of its landmark 100th mission from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. At 6:23 hours today morning, the GSLV F-15 rocket will lift off from Satish Dhawan Space Centre, carrying the NVS-02 navigation satellite into the geosynchronous transfer orbit. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the US President Donald Trump has invited him to visit the White House on February 4th. This will make Netanyahu the first foreign leader to visit Washington in Trump's second term. The visit comes as the United States is pressuring Israel and Hamas to continue a ceasefire that has paused a devastating 15-month war in Gaza. In Gaza, crowds of displaced Palestinians are making the arduous journey back to heavily destroyed northern areas for a second day Tuesday under a fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. In men's cricket, England beat India by 26 runs in 30-20 international match at Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat. While chasing a target 172 runs set by England, India scored 145 for the loss of 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. England scored 171 for 9 in stipulated 20 overs. England started well with Ben Duckett's explosive 51 off 28 balls and Liam Livingstone's late fireworks. 43 off 24 revived the innings with a flurry of sixes. For India, Varun Chakravarti scalped sensational 5-wicket haul and restricted England to 171 runs. Also, Hardik Pandya scored 40 off 35 to give 5 to England, but his lone innings failed to achieve the target. Earlier, India won the toss and elected to field. The Surya Kumar Yadav-led Indian side is leading the 5-match series 2-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.